Dan's 88-year-old father, Earl, suffered increasingly severe health problems after a car accident left him in a wheelchair. He and his wife, Mary, live in Seattle, about a three-hour drive from Dan, their only child. Mary can no longer help her husband in and out of bed and has had to call 911 for help on several occasions. Dan is part of the sandwich generation, raising children while caring for elderly parents. Dan considered moving both parents to Portland, but decided that taking them from a supportive community of church and friends was not a good idea. With the help of a housing counselor, the family chose to place the father in an adult family home in Seattle, near enough for Dan's mom to visit. The home will cost around $5,000 a month. Their $240,000 in savings gives them only about a four-year window before the savings run out. As a caregiver, you're probably empathetic to the son's plight, and his situation is both a sandwich generation statistic and a long-distance caregiver. But look at the bigger story. Dan's parents will go broke paying for care, and when they do, should they not be in a place that accepts Medicaid or be eligible to receive it, someone is going to have to pay for their care. I see it with my own mom. I can tell you I know the exact number of months her money will last. The moral: protect your assets and save for your own care. It's a tall order. Breathe in and out. As with our other advice, take one small step today. Take a step toward getting a financial snapshot of your situation and that of the loved one you are taking care of. My wife and I are obsessive. We have a spreadsheet that tracks our money to the penny. If a spreadsheet's not your thing, buy some simple accounting software like QuickBooks, or set up an appointment with a financial planner through your bank. Simply become aware of where you are and where you stand. Once you have a snapshot of where you stand, your stomach will take over. Oh yeah, you might have an annoying feeling that's telling you that you need to do more to prepare for the financial side of your aging and that of a loved one. And if your stomach feels fine, then hats off to you. I hope that means you have a financial plan in place for growing old.